Hi, so to start the podcast, could you say a little bit about the university project and the thinking behind it?
Yeah, I guess the university project for me came from some time out that I took at the end of last year, when I ended up writing an essay about what I'd learned 2003 to 2010. Because it was sort of 10 years after I graduated, and my career had sort of begun as a radio journalist, and then in about 2003, I quit BBC and realised that I had to sort of figure out my own way through life, and that the career service wasn't going to help me very much. And started getting involved in all kinds of projects, initially just in my spare time whilst I was doing temping jobs and getting involved in things like the University of Openness, which was a big wiki where anyone could create their own research project. I was one of the editors for a thing called Pick Me Up, which was an email magazine which came out every Friday afternoon, which was designed to inspire you to do something more interesting than checking your inbox on a Friday afternoon. And through all of this, I ended up getting more and more involved in creating different kinds of projects. 2006, I was one of the founders of an internet startup called School of Everything, which was inspired by the late part of Ivan Illich's book, Deschooling Society, and some of the ideas that he talked about for creating learning webs and sort of rooting around the outside of our existing institutions. And so I was looking back on all of this at the end of last year and looking for the pattern of the things that I kept coming back to, and at the same time starting to ask myself, what could I get involved in now? What could I start this year that, if I was looking the same distance ahead into the future, I would want to still have at the heart of my work? And the theme which kept coming back was around creating a certain kind of space for learning, for coming together, for pursuing inquiries and deep, unhurried conversations. And in a sense, a space which seems to give people something that they've often looked for and not found within the universities that they have had experience of.
Because I think it's that sort of space which is increasingly being squeezed out of the university by the government's marketisation agenda and everyone being so concerned about the job market and increasing their publications to build their CV.
I think so. I mean, I think one way that you could tell the story is that the university was one of the last places left within society which wasn't optimized to the economic logic of industrial capitalism, where you always have to choose the productive way of doing something over the meaningful way of doing it, the most efficient way of doing something over the most sociable way of doing it, which is, as far as I can see, a peculiar characteristic of industrial capitalist societies compared to the ways which people have chosen to live in different times and places. It's not very normal for humans to be choosing the antisocial way to organise work over the more sociable way of doing it. And the university was a sort of enclave which, until the last generation or so, was not heavily subject to that logic. Partly because if you go really deep back, the roots of our understanding of where knowledge comes from and how learning happens within Western culture were in the deliberate withdrawal from business and industrious activity. The word skole in ancient Greek, from which we get the word school, literally meaning vacation, leisure. So there was this ancient understanding that one of the preconditions for arriving at new knowledge and for a healthy learning culture is a certain suspension of rules of efficiency and productivity. And somehow parts of that remained until quite recently within the modern university. But the things you're talking about in terms of marketization, in terms of the kind of narrow economic rationale to which institutions have been required to organize themselves increasingly over the last 30 years or so, has meant that there's less and less space for that kind of the culture of scholae, of otium, of learning, which is grounded in sociable reflection, in not having to justify your research by knowing at the beginning what's going to come out of it. You know, the room for surprise, which is at the heart of real inquiry, is squeezed out by this kind of logic. And we all know this, and there's plenty of kind of discussion going on, and there's plenty of attempt to articulate other sort of richer public rationales for the existence of these institutions. But I guess for me, what the university project has been about is recognizing how far there has already been an exodus from the university. And you know, there's a sort of little vignette that sums it up for me, which is a friend of mine in our last year as undergraduates, just over a decade ago, and her tutor sort of asking her in for one of those chats that you sometimes have in your final year, and sort of saying, hey, 10 years ago, I would have insisted that you stay on and do a doctorate. The way things are going, just get your first and get out of here. And I remember a few years later reading Richard H. Roberts, the introduction to his book, Religion, Theology, and the Human Sciences, had this extraordinary passage where he sort of says, I think that the survival of the social goods, I can't remember quite how he defines them, but what I would say, the social goods which have been at the heart of the university may only be possible through a cultural migration to new marginal subversive spaces. And so for me, I'd been involved in spaces which had those characteristics from the University of Openness, from sort of stuff that was going on around Limehouse Town Hall sort of 8 or so years ago, through to School of Everything and what we were trying to do at the heart of that, through to things like the Temporary School of Thought, which was set up by some of the guys who then went on to set up the Really Free School, the sort of squatted free university in London earlier this year. So that had been this kind of recurring thing that I kept being drawn back to these spaces. And then earlier this year, I also got invited to come up with some ideas for how we could use the space at this big new co-working space that's being created in central London, the Hub Westminster, which is opening in a few weeks' time, week or two's time. And I just had this sense that, paradoxically, just as the room for that kind of, the breathing room which made it possible for the spirit of the university to survive and to thrive, was getting smaller and smaller within institutions, there was a kind of resurgence of spaces outside of existing institutions which have more room for playfulness, for a less reductive approach to what kind of activity takes place within the space. And increasingly not just temporary spaces like kind of squatted social centres and free schools, but also, you know, co-working and collaboration spaces, hacker labs and maker spaces and fab labs and media labs and places like Access Space in Sheffield, which is, was somewhere that's been really important to me over the years as an example of the kinds of learning space that put into practice some of the stuff that Illich was talking about in the 70s. So I guess that's kind of where the inspiration has come from, the university project. And the question now is, what happens next? And it's a very open thing, because we haven't got a big plan. What we have got is the opportunity to make use of this space at Hub Westminster, which is sort of 12,000 square foot of converted office space. And in the daytimes, it's going to be being used as a collaboration space. And we've got the opportunity to kind of make use of it at evenings and weekends. And we're starting this off with a big unconference weekend in 2 weeks' time, from the 14th to the 16th of October, around the theme of universities, past and future, and around trying to make the space available as a platform for all kinds of projects, which are creating new kinds of pockets for the things which the university has been home for, and also a place to tell stories of previous attempts at inventing and reinventing spaces for learning, not pretending that we're sort of starting from a year zero, but you know, recognising that there's a long history of our institutions and non-institutional spaces being invented and reinvented.
And where do you see this going? Or are you trying deliberately not to preempt the unfolding of the project?
I think unfolding is a good word. So yes, I'm open to all sorts of possibilities. What I'm interested in doing is participating in the process of telling the story that something important is happening here, that there is a possibility that you know, that spirit of inquiry and community of learning, which people have valued universities for, might be finding a more hospitable home in some slightly unlikely spaces than it is finding within the institutions which bear its name. And then being open to the unexpected, trying to make whatever resources we can get access to as the university project available to others, trying to trying to make connections, I guess, between things that have sprung up from different directions that have some common ground, and at the same time to do that without us getting trapped into feeling like we need to arrive at a shared agenda or a shared definition of what the answer is. I think, you know, the reinvention of the university, if that's what we're seeing, is starting from 100 different places at once, and we're all trying different things. And if the university project can be a bit of a kind of a connector between things, if we can host some experiments in specific bits that might contribute to that, in the space that we're able to make use of in London, and at the same time sort of be in conversation with all sorts of other projects and be sharing stories and experiences, that's something that I'm prepared to put a lot of my time and energy over the next few years into helping to make happen.
It's going to be very exciting to see how it develops.
Yes, it is. And I've been, apart from anything else, I've been really inspired by the mixture of people who have been drawn to the project so far from all kinds of situations, and there's a huge hunger, and I mean you must have experienced it too with people you're talking to in other projects. There's a huge hunger for something more meaningful than what a lot of people have experienced within their experience of existing institutions, which is not to say that there aren't amazing things going on in places and in pockets and in particular departments within existing universities. But there's a desire for something to happen, and hopefully we can play a part in bringing that a little bit closer to reality.
I hope so too. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Mark.